Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.
What's up, everybody? Pathlin here, and welcome to episode 503 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. Okay, here's today's question from Leonardo.
Hey, Pat. My name is Leo. I'm from Rio, Brazil. And I want to ask you about work-life balance. What do you think about that? And do you think you need to work all day, all night, to accomplish things in the early stages of business? And what about your family, your friends, and stuff like that? Thank you, man. You're awesome.
Hey, Leonardo, thank you so much for this question. I think this is very relevant because I know there's a lot of people who are just starting out or who are in the first year, for example, of their business. And a lot of times there's this notion that you have to work night and day on your business. You have to put in that time up front to reap the benefits later. And that's absolutely what you have to do in terms of you gotta put time up front. You can't just all of a sudden tomorrow wake up with a ton of money in your bank account without doing the work. However, do you have to spend all your waking hours working? No, absolutely not. You will have to put in a lot of time and effort up front, but I feel like there's a smart approach to it. And this is where the smart and smart passive income comes from, is it's not just work, because you could work on something and get nowhere, right? And so you have to figure out what it is that you should be doing and working and focusing on that next thing before you actually, you know, the thing that's actually going to help you. A lot of people, too many people, I know I used to do this even when I was working a 9-to-5 job. I would work on things just to stay busy. I would work on things and feel like I was getting things done or feel like I was making progress, but not making any progress at all. And that's why I feel like you need to take a little bit of time up front to decide what it is that you're going to do, how you're going to do it, and actually validate those ideas that you have and move forward from there instead of just kind of working to stay busy and hustling. You know, this word hustle gets thrown around a lot. I know Gary Vaynerchuk talks about it a lot, and he hustles. But, you know, he's hustling because he knows what to do, and he's putting full effort into those things where a lot of people hustle in the struggle. And, you know, you're going to have to struggle. You're going to have to make mistakes at the beginning. But as long as you're smart with your time, and you're actually doing things that you know are making you move forward, no matter how incremental they are, you're doing the right thing. And you can put in as many hours as you want. And, you know, I feel like the more hours you put in, obviously, the quicker you'll go. But you don't have to work day and night. You don't have to starve yourself. You don't have to spend time away from your family. I think there are some sacrifices that we can all make to find a little bit more time in our day. And, you know, whether that's sleep or just a few minutes here and there throughout the day based on things that you do that can add up to a whole hour, you know, really to get started, you just need an hour or two a day, I feel. And there's a lot of different ways you can do that. I talked about this strategy before. This is called the pay yourself strategy. In the finance world, you can pay yourself first to help build a nest egg up, because instead of paying your bills first, you pay yourself first. You put that money in your paycheck or from your paycheck into an account somewhere, and you pay yourself first before you spend that money elsewhere. You can do the same thing with your time, where you wake up in the morning and you're spending that time on you, on your own personal development, on your own business, before you share that time and energy and effort into other people's lives. Because usually we wake up, and this goes along with Hal Elrod in The Miracle Morning, we usually wake up for somebody else. We usually wake up because of an alarm that we set based off of something that we have to do for somebody else, right? Whether it's get up to bring the kids to school or get up to go to work or whatnot. But if you wake up a little bit earlier, even an hour earlier, those hours add up. And when you wake up knowing that that's your hour to have your time to do whatever it is you want to do, and hopefully focus on that thing that you know is going to help you move forward, it's going to add up over time, and it is going to be incredibly powerful for you to help you get started and actually keep moving forward and actually motivate you to wake up every day. And this is as opposed to spending all day working for somebody else or putting in a ton of time and energy into something else and then trying to fit in your business at the end of the day. It's just you've drained yourself. And, you know, I believe I can't remember where I heard this from, but I believe we have this sort of tank in our brain or in our energy that is all dedicated to decision making. And, you know, it's limited throughout the day and you kind of get it back when you sleep. But, you know, if you use that up during the day, it's going to be difficult for you to make any smart decisions after that's all depleted. And we usually expend a lot of that energy in that tank in our daily lives throughout work or with our family. Now, if you start the day with a full tank for you, it's going to be much better. That's where I would start. So do you have to spend every waking hour? Do you have to neglect your family? Do you have to starve yourself in order to succeed? No. Absolutely not. And I think that's not the way you want to approach it. What you want to approach it is there any extra time I could get? You know, as Gary Vaynerchuk once said, stop watching Lost. Now, Lost was a show that everybody was addicted to, and people were spending more time on that than their businesses. Well, same idea. There's a lot of things that we could probably sacrifice that aren't necessary in our lives. You know, this is all about essentialism. It's what is your top priority? And if you find that your business is not your top priority, you're not going to make those sacrifices. So you have to make it a priority, and you have to find time and block time out to be able to spend time on it. And make sure that you're spending time on the right things too. And, you know, I want to mention my book again, willitflybook.com. It's going to help you understand that next thing you're working on, whether that is something that you should be spending time on or not. So again, you can check that out at willitflybook.com. Coming up in the next month or so here on SPI. And I look forward to sharing that with you. And Leonardo, thank you so much for the question today. I hope it answers your question. And I look forward to sending you an Ask Pat t-shirt all the way to Brazil for you. So you'll hear from my assistant in the next couple of weeks so we can give you that. And for everybody else out there, if you have a question you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com and you can ask right there on that page. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. Thanks so much. I appreciate you. And here's a quote to finish off the day by John Agin. He said, "The absolute fundamental aim is to make money out of satisfying customers." That's what you got to do. Your earnings are a byproduct of how well you serve your audience. Cheers, take care, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.